USA News. I'm Jeremy Scott. On day two of a strike by some 13,000 United Auto Workers, the union says it plans to resume negotiations with Detroit automakers today.
President Biden says record profits enjoyed by auto executives and car company shareholders on Wall Street ought to be shared by workers, too.
Record corporate profits, which they have, should be shared by record contracts for the UAW.
During a speech from the White House Friday, Biden announced he's sending two top White House advisors to Detroit to try and bring UAW leaders and Big Three automakers to a new contract agreement. This week's historic strike is the first to target all three big car makers at the same time. UAW President Sean Fain spoke in support of thousands of striking workers who walked out of plants in Missouri, Michigan, and Ohio on Friday. He says it's been impossible to bargain with company executives in good faith.
They waited till the last week to want to get down to business. Shame on them.
Ryan Daniels reporting. Hurricane Lee is hitting parts of New England and Atlantic Canada with hurricane-force winds, coastal flooding, and heavy rains. It's expected to make landfall in Nova Scotia later today. The U.S. National Hurricane Center says this morning that Lee is about 185 miles south-southwest of Halifax, with maximum sustained winds of 80 miles per hour. Lee has been downgraded to a post-tropical cyclone. U.S. and Canadian officials urge people to prepare for possible flooding and power outages. Special Counsel Jack Smith is asking a judge for a narrow gag order to be placed on Donald Trump after accusing the former president of making threats against individuals involved in his federal election interference case. Trump's lawyer called it, quote, a dishonest stunt. The request comes after a post on Truth Social following a recent arraignment. Social media site X has turned over nearly three dozen direct messages from the former president's account to Smith's office, according to court filings unsealed yesterday. This is USA News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty, even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
Meet Joe A,
hi.
Joe B,
hello.
And Joe C.
What's up?
Three everyday Joes perfecting their banking with Chase. Joe A is locking his lost debit card with the Chase mobile app. Joe B is cruising toward his new ride with AutoSave. And Joe C's Chase banker is helping him budget to go back to school. Tools that help protect. Support for what's next. One bank that puts you in control. Visit Chase.com/checking. Chase, make more of what's yours.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Messaging and data rates may apply. J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, N.A. member FDIC.
The death toll and number of people missing from last month's wildfire in Maui have been revised lower. Officials say DNA testing showed that multiple samples from some of the victims had been counted. 97 people are now confirmed dead, down from 115, with 31 still missing. The president of Ukraine is returning to Washington.
President Biden will host Ukrainian President Zelensky at the White House next week. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan stressed the importance of the meeting.
This will be their third meeting here at the White House, and it certainly comes at a critical time. As Russia desperately seeks help from countries like North Korea for its brutal war in Ukraine.
Thursday's meeting will come as the administration is pushing Congress for additional funding for the nation's fight against Russia. Zelensky is also expected to hold meetings with lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
Dave Collins reporting. Police in New York are investigating a fentanyl-related death at a daycare center.
Detectives in New York City blaming our wide-open southern border and an endless supply of fentanyl coming across for killing a child. Police in New York City say a one-year-old boy is dead and three other children, including a baby girl, are in the hospital after eating the drug at a daycare center in the Bronx. Firefighters responding to the scene wearing breathing equipment, as initially it was believed they were responding to a carbon monoxide leak. Detectives still trying to figure out who brought the drugs into the facility. I'm Laura Winters.
Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year. Which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.